I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we're going to open up the coach's playbook with Knoxville boys soccer coach Dylan Mick. And Dylan, that kind of letting you just kind of describe, maybe highlight a play or a set that you like to do with the boys. And I understand, just talking to you before, your playbook really kind of thin, but there's a lot of things you can do with each play.
Yes. So, you know, we get, as you know, with soccer, it's a lot more kind of free run, open sort of thing. So the only time that you get true like set plays is if there's a foul out around the box area or a corner kick. So what our focus has been on, you know, we played Southeast Polk and we actually had more corner kicks and free kicks in the attacking third than they did, but we kind of were wasteful with them. So, you know, when you came out to practice beforehand here today, that's what we were working on, is we can't be wasteful with these. We've got to be deliberate. So we started putting in our first true set pieces on corners that where everyone has a designated role, that we're looking to either get Kaysen one-on-one with a defender on the backside or Connor open to the near post, or if the ball falls to Jay at the PK spot, we want him hitting that thing first try. But, you know, comically, it'll be 4 years ago now. We always end up with typically about four or five. And it's, I owe this to Colby Sandholt. He said we have to have one for each senior, and then they name it after the senior's moms. So I think I let them decide which one is each one's going to be called, but it's usually named after a senior's mom. So I'm sure that you'll hear either Lisa or Tracy or Michelle or something like that yelled out during our home games, because that's what the boys always name them. So we've got one in right now, but it's, you know, as we went on today, Joe and Jensen Finnegan, they're our corner kick takers, and they really got it down to where they were hitting one of our five options pretty consistently every time that they took a corner from either side.
So kind of like football, when you have read option or everything, you've got a few options you can take from each play. And, you know, how do you designate that? Or, you know, is it just, okay, point to the kid and say, you know, you're option one, two, three, or how do you do that?
So we, you know, we try to, when I'm designing set plays, it's with a specific player in mind for each role. And so that, you know, if we've got a package where we've subbed in, you know, Cale Cook and Rylan Robinson, they're guys that come off the bench for us pretty regularly. They're always going to be in the same role, so they always have the same job, because, you know, like Jay Keller, he's pretty skilled with both feet and kind of fitting the ball through traffic. So we're putting him kind of in a spot where if it falls to him, it suits his skill set. So that's how we design him, is, you know, Kaysen's great at winning the ball in the air. He's, you know, he's probably 6'2", 6'3", and he's got a really high vertical. We're going to put him where if he's at a full sprint and he jumps, he's the only guy going up to get that. Where Connor's really, really skilled with both his feet, and really in tight spaces, he can settle it. So we're putting him in a spot where if he receives it, he's going to have to make a quick decision, and he's going to have to do it with whichever foot it falls to and be on top of it. And so that's kind of how we design them, is with specific players that fit their skill set. We're going to run it that way each time.
Talking to Dylan Mick on Coach's Playbook on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Let's flip to the defense. Is it the same philosophy on defense, or is it just, okay, you're here, you're here, you're here, try to stop it?
So we kind of we do a lot of scouting. You know, I'm very thankful this year. I have three volunteer coaches, and then Steve Lindsley, who's been with me. This is his sixth year, but I have two new volunteer assistants this year, and they all are great at watching other teams. And we kind of, depending on what we see on film, we mix up how we want to defend corners or set plays. Where and having an all-state keeper kind of makes that a little bit easy, because he will make most of those decisions on the field, because ultimately he's the one that has to save the ball. So if he's got to make a save and he says, hey, we're going to go zone marking where I want four guys lined up here, and you're just going to pick up who comes to you. As it, you know, the further away the ball is from the goal, the more we will do just straight man to man, you know, pick him. We're going to hold tight. We're each going to take a guy, and we're going to work this way and try to, typically when we do the zone marking, we're looking to get to transition right away into zone or into an attack on the counter. Whereas man to man, the priority is just, we're going to get the stop here. We're going to slow things down. And once we, you know, once the ball comes to Cecil, he's going to cover it. We're going to rebuild and get our shape and then build out of the back. So
I've talked to you a lot about, and you've talked to the guys, I've heard you say the word pressure. Let's pressure them. Where does that come from? Offense, defense, or both?
So that's, that primarily is our defensive philosophy, is we want to press as a team, pressure as a team, where we're, you know, we will say the phrase, you know, lock them in, where if we know, like, we knew coming into Carlisle, into Southeast Polk, one of their best guys was left-footed. He played on the left side of the field. They wanted to pound up and down their left side. So any time that we got the ball shifted to the right, we're saying, lock it into that side, pressure them that way, don't let them switch. You know, so we, the big thing is, you know, especially with a speedy player like Kaysen, he's going to pressure their front guys and try to make their defenders, when they have a ball, make them make a mistake. But he, if we don't have everyone else cutting off passing angles behind him, it doesn't work. So we always say press as a team, you know, press as 11, where we're cutting stuff off. And then typically, you know, a great example was we pressed as a team early on in that game against Southeast Polk. They turned it over and it was right to his feet. He got a great look at goal right off the bat. And that's what we actually kind of look to create offense out of, our pressure.
All right. Well, interesting conversation, and best luck this year.
Thank you, Derek.